Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sherrod Kutton. We're discussing what happened in Dewan Rakyat today, day three of the five-day special parliamentary sitting, which saw MPs briefed about the National Immunisation Programme. And despite the rejection of a call to extend the session, many questions and proposals were raised regarding the vaccination rollout. Can bipartisanship be built on this foundation? Harry Zalhazri is the CEO of the Institute of Strategic and International Studies, better known as ISIS Malaysia. He joins us on the line now. Harry Zal, good evening. Thank you for joining us on the show. Watching today's session, Dewan Rakyat session, Harry Zal, what were your thoughts on not just Khairi Jamaluddin's briefing on the vaccination program, but also on the quality of questions and issues that were raised by other MPs?
Well, generally, I think it's a lot better than yesterday. There were very clear direction to the questions. I think the MPs were very clear of what they wanted to know, starting from, you know, why we were late, if we were late in getting the vaccines, to what can be done better, and how we can ensure that majority of Malaysians gets the vaccines. And I think the answers were very good as well. I think Minister Khairi did, try his best to address all the questions as much as he can. And we all know that there were a real constraint in terms of time. But nevertheless, there's always parliamentary sittings and never in any parliamentary sittings that all questions can be answered in one go. I hope that, whatever questions that's not being answered will be answered through written format in the next 10 days. I think that's maximum.
Harry Zal, do you think, talking about the restrictions of time, and those are self-imposed, and or rather imposed by the Speaker of the House. Because his conduct has come in for quite a bit of comment over the last couple of days, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm not entirely sure why the sessions can't be prolonged, to tell you very frankly. First of all, I don't necessarily understand, exactly the parliamentary acts and laws and what can and cannot be done. Obviously, I heard from the opposition camp that the speaker has his rights, to extend the sessions. On the other hand, the speaker says that he can't extend the sessions. I'm not entirely sure why. But I wouldn't, be bothered by that too much. I think what's really important is that, the Member of Parliament understands that this was going to be the case before they step into the seating, the sessions. And I think it's important for them to strategize because, you do come in blocks. So the opposition would have the opportunities to actually put all these important questions ahead and try and minimize on the interjections, and get what is important to be out. I think they have to work within that format and show the people that they are trying to push all these important questions forward and get, the most answer within a constrained period of time.
Yeah, and I thought some of the questions that were raised today were particularly interesting. But I wanted to ask you, Rizal, what you thought about MP's proposal. He proposed a political moratorium of sorts, a COVID-19 moratorium agreement in terms of an attempt for bipartisanship. And I'm wondering about whether it's the nature of the vaccination program that perhaps incentivizes bipartisanship at this really fraught political time.
Well, I really think that's a good idea. I mean, I've always, said this in war studies, in any strategies, we understand that, no country actually loses a war because their opponent is stronger than them. A country actually loses the war because they themselves can't be united to face the war. And we are actually in a state of, uncertainty and war, actually, quite frankly, right now with the virus and with also the changing, conditions and geopolitics around the world. But obviously, I'm not a politician, so, I can say all of this and politicians would have, different viewpoint and interests. And I'm not naive. I understand all of that. But the call from Bangi, I thought, was really interesting. It's something that, I will definitely support. And I think it's very important that that happens now.
But Hezra, let's talk about the political will to do what is right. There have been many calls for a long time for a confidence supply agreement, for all these things that acknowledges, as Bangi did, that that the government of the day is probably a minority government, and that in fact the opposition forces are don't have the numbers either. And in some sense, this is the state of play for the country. But do you sense a willingness to reach across the aisle, considering some of the bombshells that have been laid before Parliament this week, including the very hazy question of whether there's been a revocation of emergency ordinances or not?
I think it's actually quite balanced, Sharad. I think there's definitely some interest within a specific member of parliament who wants to push sort of like a kind of a moratorium, politicking moratorium moving ahead to really sort of like focus in dealing with, the problem that we have in hand. But on the other hand, we have to understand and we cannot be dismissing the fact that at the end of the day, for any politician who can see that this is probably the best time to make a move. It is definitely, arguably one of the best times for any sort of like bloc to try and realign, coalitions and stuff like that to make political moves. So, this is just the nature of politics. This is unfortunately the nature of democracy. And this is, a continuing challenge. And there's no real sort of like, a simple answer to this. We are a nation that is an emerging democracy, I would claim. And, we are going through this. And I hope that we learn from this. And we will, I hope, again, my beloved nation will end up being more mature moving forward.
And speaking of that, I wanted to ask you about not just kind of domestic perception. I mean, we have the best intentions for our country, but looking at the international headlines, the international perception of Malaysia, and it's not very complimentary. There have been reports or opinions written that Malaysia's parliamentary democracy is unstable, is dysfunctional. What do you make of that? I mean, should we be paying attention to what headlines are writing about, or international headlines are writing about Malaysia? Is the international perception important?
Well, sure. I think we need to, first of all, I think we need to pay attention because we need to understand to a certain extent what's the perspective of people outside Malaysia looking into, Malaysia, looking at us and looking how we conduct ourselves. But I don't think we should be bothered by it too much. I think, I always say that, the media, the news industry is also, a huge business. I don't mean to say it in a bad way. the thing is that, no news sometimes is good news. So, you can't be writing about, things are nice and,
But okay, let's put it this way. What about the many chambers of commerce, the Japanese, the Germans, who've come out to express concern about the management of COVID and especially how it affects businesses? I mean, isn't that something? I mean, you can dismiss the media, but can you dismiss the chambers of commerce?
No. I don't think we should dismiss. Like I said, we should give some attention to it. I think it's important for us to give attention to it. But on the other hand, we have to, we have to understand which we should give more attention to and not just sort of like, look in a blanket and whether if it's criticism towards our democracy. If I can answer, Melissa's sort of like a question first, in terms of whether if we are a stable democracy or not and the perception, I think... unstable democracy is not a bad thing. I think, sometimes the more stable a democracy is, the more less developed it can be in the future. So the fact that we are trying to manage the situation, the fact that we are not sort of like, looting malls or burning buildings yet is actually good news. So I'm not always, a fan of a stable democracy because I do not think that's actually where we want to get at. I think problems are good because it teaches us to manage our democracy better. Now I go to your question, Sharad, in terms of the business interests, of course. Of course, there needs to be clarity. And of course, business interests are driven by certain sentiment. And of course, they want to continue operating because, they need to produce, they need to meet their deadlines and their order book, so on and so forth. But again, this is a pandemic. This is not a normal time. And I think, as much as the business interest is actually concerned about uncertainty of regulations in Malaysia, the business interests are also concerned about uncertainty of regulations in Indonesia, in Vietnam. in Thailand, right. And all these countries has huge FDI. So I wouldn't think that Malaysia is specifically, isolated, and the business communities are complaining just about Malaysia. Right. Sorry, a bit long-winded.
Thank you, Harizala. That was Harizala Hazri of ISIS Malaysia. We're going to take another quick break, but we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.